much food as
Yeah, they got plenty of food there. I used to, when I first started working, you know, I was a coal boy sorter, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I had to go there and get these crews that come in here, you know. I had to wake them up in the morning and everything.
Yes, sir.
And they had all eaten in there. I'd pass that table, it was full every time I've seen it.
She must have to cook just about all day.
I don't know how they keep it cooked, but then they got it.
I mentioned, you know, they have a little postcard that they made.
Yeah.
With a picture of all that food. Well, I couldn't believe it. That table was just loaded down.
Well, did you look in there and see it?
I just peeked in. I haven't eaten there yet. I'm going to plan on eating there tonight. I imagine it's mighty good.
Yeah, it's good. Of course, now, well, where are you from, up in the Carolinas?
No, sir, I'm from Alabama.
Alabama?
Troy, Alabama.
Yeah.
You ever been in that part of the country?
I've been through Alabama. My boy and over in Natchez, he was in the Army in Virginia, and I'd ride the train in through there, you know, all the way. We'd go, you know, from Meridian to Birmingham, you know, into the Carolinas.
After you retired, you had to get out and travel a little bit more.
Well, I just, you know, I'd get tired of sitting around here. I was doing a fella that worked like I had to work, you know, and just go sit down. Like, he died in a month or two, you know.
Yes.
So I had to get, I owned a little farm back then, and I, out in the country here. So I was going to build me a house out in the country. My wife told me if I did, I'd live out there by myself.
She didn't care anything about living in the country?
No, she didn't. Of course, now I was working at night then, you know, and I could see that.
She right. Wouldn't want to be left alone.
No, not out in the woods.
Right. It's mighty nice out in the country, though.
Well, it's better now than it used to be, you know. Well, way back, you know, a country boy, you know, he was something else. And these city boys, well, it was different.
Yes. You could tell them apart pretty easy.
Well, yeah, most of the time you could.
Have you ever heard people in town kind of poke fun at country people?
Well, yeah, they have been, you know. They call them rednecks and stuff like that, you know. Overall gang.
You reckon they mean anything by that, or just...
Well, some of them did, and some of them didn't, you know. Some of them just kidding, you know?
Yes, sir.
You can tell when a fella's kidding you and when he's not, you know. I can.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to get a little bit of background information. Whereabouts did you say you were born?
I was born about 10 miles down this south of here.
That's 10 miles south of...
Yeah, Mineral.
Yes. It was that just out in the country, or was it a little community? Or?
Nah, it was just a little house out in the woods, you might say, then, you know. Of course, yes. Now there's folks live all around there now, you see. It's a different thing altogether.
Yes, sir. I see.
Of course, I don't ever go down there anymore, but... go down there all the time.
Mm-hmm. What county was that in?
Simpson County.
Mm-hmm. And you said you're how old now?